It's an important and foundational rule that the Shechina only rests upon us when we are b'simcha. We've famous Gemara, Ein ha-Shechina shayra ela mitech simcha. The Shechina doesn't rest only if we're happy, if we're joyous. And wherever the Shechina HaKadosh rests, it brings along with it bracha. Conversely, we find Chazal say, Basar az anya, azul and yusel, which simply means poverty follows the poor, or commonly said, the poor get poorer, which means that, metaphorically, it means that one who is sad and despondent and depressed, metaphorically poor, will suffer from more poverty, meaning he'll lack the presence of the Shekhinah and he'll remain stuck in his sadness. It's kind of a vicious cycle. The Medrash explains the pasuk in Tehillim. Mimizrach Hashemesh ad mevayoi mehulol shem Hashem. From the time the sun shines, it rises, until it sets, it's constantly singing praise to Hashem. So the Medrash continues that this is what we find by Yehoshua. Yehoshua was fighting a war, and he wanted to destroy all the kings that he was fighting against during the daytime, and he didn't want to fight at night. So he stopped the sun midday, so that the sun day would become longer. And he didn't command the sun, Shemesh begivon amoid. He didn't tell the sun in Givon, which was the place that they were fighting this war. He didn't say it amoid, just stop, which would have probably been the logical thing to say to the sun, stop moving. But rather what he said was, Shemesh begivon doim. Sun in Givon, be quiet. He commanded the sun to stop singing praise to Hashem, to stop singing Shira. And the sun, as soon as it stopped seeing Shira, it stopped going. The sun can only make its course across the sky from sunrise to sunset if it's saying Shira, singing praise to Hashem. The moment it stops singing, it stops moving. And our lives, sustenance, our growth, depend on our Shira, just like the sun. People who spend their lives mostly in the physical world, aren't religious, or don't have as much praise to say, or aren't as obligated to say praise as those who keep Torah mitzvahs. People who are observant are greater people. They encompass so much more. Tzadikim and Tamid Chachamim are even greater. And the greater a person is, the more shira and praise he has to sing to Hashem. Just as a grown-up big person eats more than a small child and needs more sustenance and more nutrition than a child, so likewise a great spiritual person has to get more spiritual life to connect more to the source of our lives through praising and singing Shira to Hashem. Big Tzaddikim would spend time praising Hashem and saying to him for this purpose. David HaMelech himself spent the first half of the night learning and the second half of the night composing Shiras v'Tishbachas, praises and songs, which we now have as Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim is the most awesome collection of every possible shira that can be sung to Hashem. There's something there for everyone. And we say this in Shabbos davening, Nishmas Kol Chai. In the end of Nishmas, we say, Shekein Choyvas Kol Hayitzurim. This is the obligation of every single creature. Lefonecho Hashem Elokeinu, in front of you, Hashem. Lehoidois, lehallel, l'shaveh, l'shaveach. To praise and to say, these are different words that all mean praise. Al kol shirois David ben Yishai, above all the praise that David ben Yishai said, Avdecha Meshichacha, who was your servant and your anointed. So, which that means is that we have to outdo David HaMelech. That's amazing. That's an amazing thing to undertake, to be able to outdo David HaMelech. But that's the obligation. In other words, we have enough to praise Hashem, to outdo what David HaMelech praised Hashem. Chazal say that when a person comes home and there's food in his fridge, fruit on the table, a miracle of similar proportions has occurred as Kriyas Yamsuf, to which the Klal Yisrael said the greatest shira that ever existed. If we have clothing, if we're not missing our basic needs, we have to feel a similar level of gratitude and enthusiasm to praise Hashem and thank Him for it as the Jews did by the Yamsuf. Now that's a lot. That's far. That's Al Kol Shiriv Zishbachas of Dov Ben Yisha Avdecha Meshichacha. But with a little work, we can start to acquire some of this. If we would take a moment every time we open the fridge and see it stocked, and say, "Where did this all come from? Who provided me with all this? Look how much kindness and chesed for Hashem there is here, right here in front of me. And I'm not worthy for even a fraction of this." And then a person's heart can open with shira and praise to Hashem.